Translation. The great sage Narada said, simply by the influence of his spiritual advancement and powerful austerity, Dhruva Maharaj, the son of Suniti, who was devoted to her husband, acquired an exalted position not possible to attain even for the so-called Vedantist or strict followers of the Vedic principles, not to speak of ordinary human beings. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Veda Vadina is very significant. Generally, a person who strictly follows the Vedic principles is called Vedavadi. There are also so-called Vedantists who advertise themselves as followers of Vedanta philosophy, but who misrepresent Vedanta. The expression Veda Bhagavata is also found in the Bhagavad Gita, referring to persons who are attached to the Vedas without understanding the purpose of the Vedas. Such persons may go on talking about the Vedas or may execute austerities in their own way, but it is not possible for them to attain to such an exalted position as Dhruva Maharaj. As far as ordinary kings are concerned, it is not at all possible. The specific mention of kings is significant because formerly kings were also Rajarshis, for the kings were as good as great sages. Dhruva Maharaj was a king, and at the same time he was as learned as a great sage. But without devotional service, neither a great king, a Kshatriya, nor a great Brahmana, strictly adhering to the Vedic principles, can be elevated to the exalted position attained by Dhruva Maharaj.
I think the previous verse doesn't have a proverb.
I'll read it. Verse 40. After observing the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, the great sage Narada, playing his veena, went to the sacrificial arena of the Prachetas, and very happily chanted the following three verses. Purport. The great sage Narada was the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. Certainly he was very glad to see Dhruva's glories. As a father is very happy to see the son's advancement in every respect, so the spiritual master is very happy to observe the ascendancy of his disciple.
My own Tatsa. So, this verse tells us that just knowing the Vedas is not enough. Maybe some do strictly according to the Vedas, or others, they may I use a mental speculation and do something, but the what's required is to follow the previous acharyas and to actually do devotional service. If we don't do devotional service, it's not possible to achieve height. See, Dhruva, like Dhruva achieved, he achieved because he was trying to serve Krishna under the guidance of Narada Muni. I remember that Srila Prabhupada, he was very concerned that after his disappearance, the movement doesn't break up, because he, in his time, he saw how the Gaudiya Mutt was the first year of following the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur. They were following him. They had a GDC over here. And this is explained in the Avidura chapter 12 by Srila Prabhupada, in some purports, how they were following. And then they got the idea that it was more dynamic. So they have one acharya, let's have an acharya, and that they left their orders of their guru, and they had one acharya. And so then unfortunately that acharya, he fell down, he began some affair with a lady, and so the whole movement broke up because he didn't want to accept that he was wrong and there was no GBC. So this is a big problem. Now, Yashirama, we've been very much stuck on this principle that we have to follow Srila Prabhupada, and we have to have the CBC because he started one, and he said that this is what the Guru wanted, and this is what I want. I want a CBC. And even if there's a self-effulgent acharya or someone who stands out, but still we have to always follow this CBC. We can't, of course it's not possible for us to really tell if someone is an acharya or not. But if he is, he will naturally have some influence. But still we should always follow the DDC. So that's the system that we have. Now, in this we lost some very senior gurus, but because we have a DDC, somehow he said, I have faith that the majority of you will always be okay. One way, something go off, but the majority will be okay. So, because of that, it's time to stay together. So, this is very important. I remember how off on the roof, one day Prabhupada told us that if you can at least maintain whatever I did, I'll be happy. Don't like my other guru guys. They sold the property of the guru, and then they dismantled the movement. At least maintain my happiness. If you can increase it, I'll be happier. But at least maintain. So Prabhupada was very concerned, because usually spiritual movements under some charismatic leader, they expand, but then after the leader leaves, they don't expand anymore. But Prabhupada left such a structure, and he left some very much dedicated devotees, that after he left, he did himself 108, one man did 108 temples. And certainly that was his guru did 64, he did 108. But I'm sure the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was very happy that his disciple did 108. And I'm sure that Prabhupada is very, very happy that now we have about almost 500 sanghas. And thousands of namatas, pocket rickshaws, kamsar groups, which are going to every town and village almost in some countries. So, this way, His Divine Grace, He gave us the system how we can move forward. And so, in His Jaya Mahavati, Ashtatakiki, Gauranga Mahaprabhuji, Allah Narasimhadevaki, Panchadaktaki, Bell Prabhupadaki. So, how Naraguni, he's very happy to hear that his disciple Guru has gone up and he has now achieved the Guru Loka, where all the planets are going around Guru Loka, because that is the planet of Lord Vishnu also. So, a Guru Loka, he can achieve by devotion what he otherwise cannot achieve. Otherwise, by Krishna, he is not conquerable, but he can be conquered by his devotees, by devotion. He called the Vajravasis that your system of worship in you is so great that I have nothing to give you in return. Only thing is, you have to be healthy with your devotion and nothing else. Hare Krishna! So, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he was, I was very fortunate to have some association with him from 1968 in Montreal, and then thereafter, because we were in the, he'd write to us every couple of weeks and see how we were doing. And then he sent me to Calcutta and then to Mayapur. So, one time I sent him a picture. We have a bridge, stones, land, sand. He said, that's nice. But I want to see buildings. I don't know. What's the use of showing these bricks? I want to see buildings. So, Jim Prabhupada Keith! So, Prabhupada was pushing us that we should build buildings. One day I went to him. I said, Prabhupada, I don't have much time to read your books now. He said, you think that building my buildings is different than reading my books? Well, when Prabhupada says something like that, I will. But now the others are really building here, and I have some time to read. So, of course, I read all the books of Prabhupada, but I like to read again and again. So, in fact, at that time, to get personal initiation, we had to read the Bhagavad Gita 10 times. That was required. I asked that disciple to read this twice. Even the Gurudev, I'll finish it very soon, please. So, Prabhupada wanted us to read his books. He said, not that he just writes the books, but he wants us to read the books. Like, he didn't want that we should go out and just read the books. Say, what does the book say? I don't know, I just saw. Not like that. We should read, we should digest. He wrote for us. And we give also the books to others so that they can read, they can get the benefit. But it's for us also. So please read Srila Prabhupada's books. I see here we have Dhanadhir Maharaj, he is a great scholar. He has a university in Oklahoma, somewhere. So, like that, he's also studied. So, all these devotees, they study Prabhupada's books, and therefore they can give lectures. By reading Prabhupada's books, I was given, even as a very new devotee, I was allowed to teach at the Loyola University, McGill University, and Loyola University, my course was accredited. Although, in one sense, I finished my college, but I studied for Prabhupada, so they considered me a great scholar on the Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada Keith. So, anyway, Prabhupada told us that the secret of success is we should try to please our previous acharyas. So, one time he was here in Mayapur at the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, about his disappearance. That's in December somewhere. So, he was giving a lecture, and at one point he said that he detailed how each of the acharyas had done something for Mayapur. And then he said, so I'm trying to, in my humble way, do something for Mayapur. I'd like to build a temple of Vedic Bhagavatam. And I'm very grateful for all the devotees for helping me to develop Mayapur. Then he broke down and started crying. So very rarely did he cry, because he said his Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur and instructed not to show emotion outside, because some of the contemporary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur, they were like attracting crowds just by showing some emotions. But in fact, one of our swamis, went to see one speaker who was very famous for crying, and he was pulling a chili out from his nose. So if you put a chili in your nose, it's not hard to cry. But that's not transcendental. So Lord Chaitanya, his emotion is not produced by chili. It's produced because he loves Krishna. He has the mood of Radharani. He is Krishna in the mood of a devotee. So he's giving out that devotion freely. And Prabhupada, he had real love for Krishna, but he rarely showed it. And this time he said he could not control it. And he choked up and he started to cry. And he told us, chant, the choke voice. So, for that we can understand how dear it was to Srila Prabhupada to please the previous acharyas. And Srila Prabhupada was very happy. We don't have the original place. We went through many, many designs, but somehow we're building the temple of Veda Prangana. And that's the our humble offering to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And we're very, very grateful to the Amrish Prabhu and his team to start the work. So it's to see it's coming up. And of course, they can build about half. The other half we have to finish. So the DDT is next 5 years. They will help. And we need also other devotees, other supporters to also help. So we want to finish this and then let Radha Madhava and Panchatattva move to the new temple. Haribo! Haribo!
Haribo!
So, another thing that in the time of Lord Chaitanya, time of Lord Nityananda, there were many spiritual masters. Yet, even now, Krishna, Kala Krishnadas, who had some problem in South India, so he was sent to Bengal. We went to his temple at Atapur, and there he was there with his disciple, Samadhi. So from that we could tell that he was authorized by Lord Nityananda to also give initiations. So the idea was that there are many spiritual masters. So Prabhupada, he also created Islam that there can be many spiritual Diksha Gurus, and that makes Islam look different. Most of the mathas here have one guru and one acharya. And then if someone becomes prominent, they send them out, please go and start your own. But here we stay one family, all united, and like in Mayapur, there's about, I think, 57 disciples of these gurus, and here probably, and this festival, you must have almost all the gurus, disciples. So, the idea is that we are one family, under Prabhupada, under the Guru Prabhupada. We may have different Diksha Gurus, but we are all one family. unhealthy to be uncle for many. And I have all here also all my godbrothers are uncles for many others. So as uncles we should look after our nephews and nieces. We should help them. Also, so everyone may not be a father, but everybody is an uncle. Of course, there's nothing now barring that if one's in good standing, he can also be a father. So, he can also be a guru. So, or he or she, whatever. But, this is part of the vision of Prabhupada, that he can build a house that one world, that the whole world can live in. So, you don't have to go outside of Ishtar. You can stay in Ishtar, and we can serve his divine grace, and we can remain as one family. So, that's what this festival is to show, that here we invite all the devotees from all over the world, and this was predicted actually by Krishna. All the holy rulers went to see Krishna at the, this is mentioned in the Brahma Bhavaita Purana. He, all the holy rivers, well, they pushed the Ganga ahead as a spokesperson. So Ganga Mataji, today is our Ganga Pujari. She said that Krishna, we want to go with you. We see that your pastimes are now coming to an end. You blessed us you took bath and holy waters and you purified us. But when you leave, Kali Yuga will begin, and so be so many sinful people will bathe our water, dump their sins, and will become filled with sins. So please let us go with you back to the spiritual world. Priva. But Krishna was smiling at them in Dwarka. And he said, you see, just tolerate 5,000 years. 5,000 years. And then someone will come and he'll spread my holy name all over the world, and there'll be one Varna, Eka Varna, and there'll be Hari Bhakta, the devotees of Lord Hari, and that'll be a golden age that will last for 10,000 years. And you'll know that these people are your devotees, because when they go in your holy waters, they will chant it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After that 10,000 years, there will be a period of very dark Kali. So, and then you can go underground like the Saraswati and become invisible. So in this way, you can wait till the end of Kali Yuga to come out. So, it's interesting because Krishna Guru said 4,500 years, which is the time of Lord Chaitanya. He said 5,000 years, which is the time of Srila Prabhupada. So some of the, of course, it's by the mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and by the mercy of Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Vinod Thakur that Prabhupada said it's the order of my guru that I went to the west. And but he had great mercy. So actually it's amazing how they all accept all the other godbrothers accept a Prabhupada. There are my guru Vara, I have nothing to say about them. But there are not many in the world now, but they are their followers. They glorify Bhakti Nod, Bhakti Chidanta Sarati Thakur. But how Devbhag Bhakti Vinanda Swami Prabhupada, to Lord, give us all Krishna consciousness. Somehow, not everyone likes to say that. And that's very painful to hear. But we know that that's the difference, that if it wasn't for Prabhupada visiting every continent, every almost all the so many countries, we would not have Krishna consciousness today. We'd all be here. So we are very grateful for His divine grace, A.C. Bhakti Vinata Swami Prabhupada. And just like Narayana Muni was very happy with the ascendancy of Dhruva, we're sure that Prabhupada's success in preaching all over the world is very pleasing to His divine grace, Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur. And we're very sure that Prabhupada's very happy that His movement is spreading all over the world. And we hope that after the disciples of Prabhupada, that you'll also carry on the movement and spread it under Prabhupada all over the world. Hare Krishna. It's important, though, that you don't jump over your guru. You have to stay in the parampara. There was one in the aftermath of Lord Chaitanya's, his alila. The next acharyas were like Srinivas, Nagam. Also, there was a Virchandra Prabhu. He was the Kirtakshaya Vishnu. So for some time, he was also leading the Sampradaya. So there was Gopal Chakravarti. He was a great disciple of some associate of Lord Chaitanya. But he directly said that he was a disciple of the associate of Lord Chaitanya. He didn't recognize his own guru. So as a result, Virchandra Prabhu said, we formally excommunicate this devotee. We don't want to see his face. We don't want to associate with him because he jumps over his guru. He doesn't accept his guru. And just because he's not a great devotee, but like his grandfather guru. And therefore we excommunicate him and we don't receive thanks. We write this down, Srinivas, write it down and tell this to everyone. Let it be known, this devotee is non-grata. So it was a very serious thing that we get to Maharshi Prabhupada through the foundation of Vaithi Vaiva, whoever it is, that we get the mercy, that mercy, we recognize that we are the grand disciple of His divine grace. We got the mercy from our guru, and in the future of the gurus and grand disciples and great grand disciples, thousands of gurus all over the world. So, we all follow Prabhupada, but we should also be very much grateful to the gurus who are helping us to our life. That's part of our culture. That's part of our method of bhakti. So we respect the gurus, we respect the Vaishnavas and Bhagavan. Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavan, these three things are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here, now we're in Mayapur. Anavadindam is not different from Vrindavan. Anagavdas Thakur Shri. Kora Mandala Bhuvi, Jai Dhani Vrindavani, Thar Hai Vraja Muni Vas. So, we're all staying here in Vrindavan. But this place is known as the Adarya Dham. This is the place of mercy. So you get a lot of mercy here. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you go to Vrindavan, you go all over the world and you can preach. So this Dham was revealed to us by our previous Acharyas and by, to us by Prabhupada, his language, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Otherwise, we wouldn't know. So now, gradually, we want that this holy place of Navadvipam should be known all over the world. People should know, and that's why we want to build a big temple here that could be a special city. Last night we were discussing in the Master Plan Committee how we want embassies from different countries. The embassies are in some prominent places where you show how the teaching is going here. In your country you show here. Prabhupada, he also did that in a, not in a apparent way, but he had to display during one of the governmental festivals of all the temples around the world, showing their pictures, how the teaching was going. I remember we once went to Bangladesh and we went to one island and they were very much secluded. So they showed the pictures, how the Hari Nam was going on in America, here. And they said, we can know this. We heard that Muhammad Ali was the president of the USA, that and then that in the whole world they converted their stuff. There's always religious hold out. We should really convert. And just to see this now, we were so much inspired. We didn't know. So what people think, I have given the assignment mainly to preach to the Hindus, to preach to the Indians. I got Hindus, Muslims, everybody. But some of the people, they don't know what's going on all over the world. So to show that, I'm proud to say, make one a world exhibition. So now I want to, in a permanent city, to have the embassies. So that way, already Russia and China want to make. So we'll hear from different countries who wants to make an embassy. And that we have yet to work out the details of Russia area and all that. But this idea that we want to show the people here how Krishna consciousness, how Prabhupada, he has spread all over the world. And Lord Chaitanya predicted, Pratididhi Ase Jato Nagarani Gram, Taracha Hadi, Pachari Hadi, Mana, that every town, village in the whole world, my preaching will be, my holy name will be sung. So, we want to show people here that this is going on. That's one of the things. We want to show the scientists that we have the idea of Vedic cosmology and so on. So, anyway, also you're coming out of the air and coming to the Vrikhava, coming to the festival. This is to unite us as one family. And this is very much pleasing to His right marriage, Srila Prabhupada. Hari Rao. So I'd better end here. Just announce that you have to take your shot at that. Any question? I just have time right to a comment. I hope I could be understood on my left side of my face. It's still frozen. Can I be understood?
Yes. Maharaj, I wanted to ask about Varnashram. Can you mention Varnashram at all?
I can't hear.
Can you mention Varnashram, please, Maharaj, about what is the role of Varnashram in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness?
Only mention I made about Varnashram was Krishna's prediction that there would be a Akalaga, that the one caste, had locked up. And that's what we understand, Advaita Vargashtami, that everybody is first and foremost devotee of Krishna. But according to their natures, some may be acting as a priest, some may be acting as protectors, or businessmen, or some. So, but for most of their devotees, and everything they do is centered around their devotional service.
Thank you.
They say the safari food is outside. If someone wants to go to Kosheka or Bodh Gaya or Vishnu Gaya or Vrindavan, they will, you know, ask about the details from the safari group. Other question? Ladies?
Maharaj, you mentioned this verse about my holy name will be spread all over the world. Which name is mentioned, is meant? Krishna's name or Gauranga's name or both?
Well, since Lord Chaitanya is our Krishna himself, so I would think that he means a Christian name, but you can say both Gauranga's and Krishna's. We chant also, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yajaita Gurana Srivasari Gaurapati. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Jada Vaya Dhamma Hari Jada Vaya Dhamma Hari So, these vajras were chanted by Lord Chaitanya. The last two and his followers we chant his name also. Thank you very much. I will. So, Prabhupada ki, Ramana ki, Panchanati ki, Asasaki ki, Jai Tanaka Prada Isabhadra ki, Hala Narasimha Devi ki.
Mm-hmm.